All right, folks, I am here. I am here. Hello. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I had my turn yesterday, Todd. It took my turn.
Yeah, what in the world?
I sent Todd. Only picture I sent. Just a quick, we'll get everybody up to speed here. I was at Stanford Hospital Bismarck in the ER yesterday. And the only picture I took, because I think that's a little, you know, if I do that and I put it on Facebook, everyone will go, whoa, 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 you know, like I'm fishing for likes or something. right? And I sent him a picture of half of my gown and my socks in an ER room. But anyway.
I've done that picture before, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. And sometimes it's easier just to explain it there. But I after the show yesterday and a little bit before, had some vision issues. And I couldn't figure it out. On the way to Bismarck, not that I was looking at my phone, but I couldn't quite, you know, see it all that well. Wasn't looking at the phone. Did you hear that, Highway Patrol? I was not looking at my phone. I'm all in for Vision Zero. Anyway, after the show, it got worse.
Your vision was getting to zero.
Right. I mean, I could see, but it was a lot of double vision. And so Chris Larson is our trusty producer here, and I was talking to him about other things related to the show. I was getting a couple of sub sandwiches for a meeting I had lined up, and I'm literally in the car driving to the meeting, and Chris says, here, let me Google double vision. So he does, and he says, oh, I got it. You have cataracts. I said, okay, Dr. Chris, I'm pretty sure that would come on slow, and it'd have to be about 10, 15 years older from my experience. Do sudden double vision. Type that in. He says, oh. I said, you know, that's probably not the best way to answer my question at this point, but because you're scaring me. He said, go to the doctor. Okay, why? Because it says, if you have sudden double vision, it's a serious stroke symptom, and the thing here says, go immediately to the ER. So I did. I did not go to the scheduled lunch. I did make them aware I wouldn't be there, but I went to the ER. And let me tell you this. I was at the Sanford Health ER from noonish to five-ish yesterday in the middle of a COVID pandemic, right, where it's supposed to be total chaos in hospitals, especially ER. You know, just like, you know, emergency, the television series. Remember that? They're running around like crazy all the time. It was not. It was calm. It was very professional. They were very busy. But I was extremely impressed with the Sanford Health ER team. I really was. Saw two different doctors. I never remember names, but they were all good. The CNAs were great. The nurses were good. They just were wonderful. I did a CAT scan. I did a MRI, and they basically said, we've ruled out all the bad stuff. Now go to your primary care doctor when you get back home to Fargo and your eye doctor, and they'll fix you up. So I'm going to do all of that as suggested today. Might even call Dr. Thome, Dr. Steve Thome, my favorite eye surgeon, ophthalmologist on the planet Earth, and say, hey, what do you think here? But I'm fine. But Todd and I were joking that I was becoming him because, you know, his ticker, my eyes, what's going on here, you know? I tell you, Todd, I don't know if I told you this, but the reason I didn't tell Chris, I'll check it out when I get home. It's not that big a deal. It gets a little better. Then it comes back. You know, I think I can drive other than the whole three, you know, green light, stoplight thing. My friend of 30 years, 30 plus years probably, if I did the math, Tim Hennessy, longtime voice of the University of North Dakota hockey, sadly no longer called the Fighting Sioux, but that's the legacy of that team, was getting prepared for the national championship a couple of years ago. And when you're a radio sports play-by-play guy, you know, that's kind of, you work for that too, right? You're excited. But he got a little bit of a vision issue and he goes to the eye doctor and the eye doctor calls 911 because of whatever they saw. And he ultimately went in to the ER. A lot of the plumbing in his neck was plugged up and he ended up, you know, not going to the national championship and having some significant medical procedures to get rid of that because he was inches from a stroke. So that stuck in the back of my head. So my reason for mentioning this to you today, if it sticks in the back of your head, just take it serious. Just take it serious, especially if you've got a lot of people that love you and want you to I never get scared in those situations. You know, I just sort of pray to myself and get myself calm and like, whatever. But I know that's a scary time for some folks. And again, if you have loved ones, that's why it matters. So that's my medical minute. And I believe this one is brought to you by Sanford Health because they were so darn good. I mean, I just, and honestly, I thought, how can they be like this when they're supposedly under siege, you know, with COVID? I saw one guy one time in like the full PPE. Otherwise, everybody had masks on and pretty normal after that. Even when I was examined, I kept the, you know, mask on the whole time. So, I mean, that's a lot. And I think it's easy to forget those healthcare workers and say, well, they're just doing their job. They're just doing their job. Sort of like these police officers that we take a gander at the flags around, including ours at the Flag Family Studios, the voice of WDAY Radio and AM 1100 The Flag, and KTGO is part of this, and their flags at Half Staff, and K-Fire 550, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, our mothership in Bismarck, and KLTC in Bismarck, same thing. You got Half Staff flags. Why? Because of what happened at the Capitol. What happened at the Capitol? Officers lost their lives. Human beings lost their life. Some after making very poor decisions of following or becoming pawns to terrorists, really domestic terrorists. Anybody that helps somebody get into a building, even if the person getting into the building is well-intentioned, they're still both breaking the law, but there is a level of illegality there. At some point, Kevin, maybe you can dig this up. I don't know. I'd like to know every person they arrested in the Capitol, or maybe just at the actual perimeter. Like we talked to Jared Hendricks yesterday. He says, hey, I wasn't on the scaffolding. I was on the steps, and I didn't know where the line was.
I'm pretty sure they didn't arrest any of the people that the two police officers that resigned were taking selfies with.
Well, this is the problem. There is an investigation starting today with a number of them.
Party!
I happen to think that was part of the ruse. I'm going to choose to believe the best of law enforcement, that they were lulled in a sense of these people are from South Dakota, North Dakota, Western Minnesota. You notice I didn't include Eastern Minnesota, but I found out on the plane back from that awful event, there are our kind of people in Eastern Minnesota. Do you know that, Kevin?
What, five of them?
There was a plane full of 170 of them. You know, and they were all around the metro, and they were moms, and they were, you know, housewives, and they were this biker guy I met who went off on vaccinations for 10 minutes with me. You know, it was almost a party. I've had the great fortune of being in the plane chartered on a couple occasions coming back from national championship victories with the University of North Dakota hockey team. I think we have 8 or 9 now, I forget. Soon it'll be 10, whatever the number. They just keep coming. That was a little rub in the face for Gopher fans. But anyway, now Bulldog fans too. Anyway, it was like that. People were that fired up about, I mean, they just lost on January 20th. They just lost. Now, they were mad, and they were talking about a lot of people. This person should have voted that way, and da-da-da-da-da, and Pelosi's evil, she's terrible. And I started thinking, because I was reading email after email after email while all this was going on in this party plane, which really shouldn't have been a party plane, given the peril we're in this country. But I started thinking, okay, let me think a little bit. Who's the enemy? Is the, how many people on Twitter have been banned now for saying awful, terrible things, Kev? What is the number?
70,000.
70,000.
And counting.
Okay, according to Twitter, they're the enemy.
Yep. Hashtag stop the steal. None of that on Facebook either.
They've caused all this?
Yep.
I got no thumbs up for Hallstrom. He must be a little busy. I got no, that was inside baseball. When Steve leaves, if he's not thinking, he gives me the thumbs up. If he doesn't, maybe I better see the boss later and bad stuff's happening and I'm going to get a pay cut. Did I say something that would? No. Kev?
Don't look at me.
Okay. So are the 70,000 people on Twitter the enemy? No. Is Twitter the enemy? Right now, I'd argue they are part of the enemy, or they're doing the work of the enemy, because they no longer believe in free speech, and Google and Apple take down Parler, which is all about free speech. But let me go further. Is Kevin Cramer, who's been the most bold of anybody on this and explaining why he's voting, how he's voting, and asking you to bring him evidence, which he's not received, that would allow him to vote the way you want him to vote based on the Constitution? He's not the enemy. Kelly Armstrong is the enemy, first one to come out, now leading the parade on stopping this insane impeachment stuff. John Hoeven, who's given up his life for public service, not saying it wasn't a good thing, but John Hoeven is a wealthy man who could have run a bank and taken over from his dad and never lifted a finger in public service and stays Bank of North Dakota president, 10-year governor, and what, 12-year senator or whatever he's been now? Come on. Come on, come on, come on. We got to take a deep breath here. And I'm serious about this. I'm not trying to defend anybody. I want to know who you think is the enemy. Let's talk about that. You know, I go to bed with a t-shirt and a pair of skivvies. I don't.
Right.
Speaking of Thurston Howell, I'm not going to do the silk jammies.
By the way, if anybody wants to give me $1,000, I would gladly wear.
That's between you and the wife. We don't want to hear any more about that. But what do you think? You're Hugh Hefner now, please.
You will wear them. I will.
So, but anyway, they have really, you know, nice looking silk pajamas. I'm thinking it's less than a month. Check my calendar. Almost a month. To Valentine's Day. And I don't know you about you, but I start thinking about Valentine's Day about February 13th, about midnight. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, I got all this to do. Oh, I didn't get anything. Am I a normal guy? Cab, do you think about it before then, Todd?
Yeah, no, maybe a little bit before that, like a day.
Yeah, Chris, we got to get you married off, and then you'll know what we're talking about here. But,
okay.
Start now.
I don't know that he's going to argue that point. I don't know.
Yeah, start now. And if you go to MyPillow.com, whether it's the robe, the robe's awesome too. I mean, pink robe, I'm telling you.
Chris, would you wear a pink robe?
Of course.
That'd take 10 grand. That would take 10 grand. I'm pretty sure it'd take 10 grand. Because the folks at Luther Memorial Home... Yeah, would start asking questions up there in Mayville. I'm just saying, I don't know, but...
The rumors would start, wouldn't they?
Yeah, Todd's got another promo.
And I point them all to Scott Hennin.
We live to give Todd promo material, ladies and gentlemen, on this program. You can help us as well when you call us at 800-258-0550. The 24 line you can use if you just want to leave a message, and we'll get it on the air if you say anything, but don't play this on the air. I don't want it on the radio. Some people call with tips on that. You heard what John Godfrey's doing? He's trying to get this little special fund of economic development through, and it's from the legacy fund. And yeah, they call with that stuff all the time. And sometimes it's crackpot stuff, and sometimes it's 100% true. But that line's always available to you at 855-200-1776. And by the way, I don't think John Godfrey, just for the record, our insurance commissioner is trying to do that. I think he has an idea for the legacy fund we should listen to. I think there are other ideas out there that we should also listen to. And then we should decide what the best approach for us, since we are blessed with that legacy fund in North Dakota, to use those funds. And then we tell our legislators and we get some stuff done. And it's better for North Dakota. As the governor said yesterday in his program, we are a step above a lot of folks because of that fund, because of the Bank of North Dakota and how we've operated our state. And that's the North Dakota way. Belt and suspenders. You need the belt. But you need the suspenders because the belt could bust and so could the suspenders. So thank you to those folks. Anyway, MyPillow.com is going to get you ahead of the game for Valentine's Day and lots of other ideas. And it's also led by a patriot by the name of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. He is fighting at this hour to do everything in his power. So when January 20th comes and the hand goes up and the other one's on the Bible... that it is either Donald J. Trump, as he believes in his heart of hearts it should be, because he won the election, or it's Joe Biden and Mike Lindell goes back to Chaska and runs the greatest company on earth, because they keep thinking of incredible products. But I like to buy from people like that, and I hope you do too. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Go there right now. You can call us. The numbers I mentioned, 800-228-0550. You can also text us. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. First text of the day, enemies. Bring Conrad and others evidence. I think he means Kramer, because Kent Conrad is now busy... dreaming about who's going to win the next baseball game. So I think he has retired. What are the blind and deaf? What are they, rather, blind and deaf? I think he's speaking to Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, and Congressman Kramer. Did they not watch one of the state hearings. What did I say?
Kramer. It's Congressman Armstrong. Congressman Armstrong.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Congressman
Armstrong. Congressman Armstrong is now Senator Hoeven. No, excuse me. Governor Hoeven is now Senator Hoeven. And Senator Kramer was Congressman Kramer. Kramer.
Yeah.
Who's on first? I don't know. Did they not watch one of the state hearings, this texter says? Did they not read one sworn affidavit? My gosh, Scott. I'm not sure what they are wanting.
I'm 1,000% with that text.
Let me finish. I did email all three and sent them links to everything. All I got was one rehearsed response from Hoeven autoresponder. Myself and others, I know, will fight to have these guys removed and replaced with true North Dakota patriots. These representatives of ours, of our great state, did not listen to the people of North Dakota, nor do they do any research of their own.
I'd be thankful you don't live in Minnesota.
Why should we be the one to prove fraud on the national level? They canceled out our vote for the president of the United States. That was sent by Dale. I think Dale expresses a sentiment many of our listeners have. I will admit, I was in that camp for most of last week. I was doing everything in my power to send on things I thought were credible. And listen, there was an information war going on last week, folks. That was an information war. And we've had an information war in this country for a long, long time. And it's really pretty simple. If you want people to be confused about what to believe, what do? You throw everything out there. And whether it's true, whether it's not, whether it is bogus, you don't know. You start trusting your own sources, everything else. All that's by design. I don't want to start sounding like Alex Jones here, but my point is this. It was an information war, so you don't know what to believe. So I'm going to guess 8 out of the 10 things that were out there in the way of quote-unquote evidence were some form of, you're right, that did happen, but here's why we found out what had happened, and it's actually not fraud, and it's actually not enough to make a difference. I think 2 out of 10 probably were. And I personally have attached myself to the voting machines, but you got to know this. Anybody smart enough to design software for a voting machine that ultimately is going to cheat is not going to make it easy to find. Okay? That's not going to be, oh, we got it. And we've had stories about, you know, firefights in Germany between the Defense Department and the CIA, our soldiers. Go back and Google helicopter down Somalia and ask yourself, who was special ops in there and did they really die in that helicopter crash or were they already dead from a firefight in Germany over the servers? I don't know, but I know somebody knows. I know somebody in government knows. And if I were Kevin Kramer and John Hoeven and Congressman Kramer, I'd find out. I'd say, I got enough juice to go find out. That one thing, is that true? If it wasn't, why? Did that firefight happen or not? It's a crackpot theory. Tell me. Because then you're going to debunk things people have been led to believe. But they're not the enemy? Hoeven, Kramer, Armstrong are not the enemy in this? Nor is our government. Now, a deep state is a different thing. Infiltrating a government. Just look at the Capitol Police thing and what we're looking at right now. Who's the enemy? You tell me. We're going rapid fire to the calls here in a moment. One minute only, because the lines are already full. Andrew in Jamestown is the first. I just go by who's waited the longest. So it'll be Tom in Tioga after Andrew. And Henry in Fargo, Mark in Bismarck, Bob in Jamestown. The reason I tell you that is because I know you have to wait sometimes. We apologize for that, but we only have so much time. So I'm going to go 1 minute only, and that's the lineup. So don't get impatient. Just stay right there. I know you have something to bring. If you have something to get off your chest and you're walking into a meeting, call 855-200-1776. That's the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Because you have to be a buffalo right now, friends. Whether it is nationally, what if you're on a farm, a ranch right now, and you know, trade deals, whatever, things are upside down. What do? You turn to the storm, you go into the storm. You can throw in the towel, but that's what they do in California and New York. Not here. So remember that. That's why Be the Buffalo is the mantra of Oasis Petroleum and a company that just went through one horrific storm and they've been through them before. Prices go up, prices go down, you get it, okay? I'd also say, I mentioned earlier, Patriot sponsors of ours, and one of those is certainly MyPillow, but another is Dak Diesel. And I'll just tell you a little story. If you have a business and you're listening, or anything, a product you want to sell, whatever it is, a message to get out, and you want to move the needle a little faster than it's being moved right now, this program is made up of the biggest audience of any talk show on the Northern Plains. More affiliates, more ground covered, more people listening, more people calling. Sounds like I'm being prideful. I'm not. That's reality. And I am always exchanging the gratitude, the pride, that's gone. The gratitude is what I feel when I think that. And what does that do? Well, let's take Dak Diesel. If you called CJ, you know, say on his cell phone, 210-0888, you shouldn't really call that unless you need service right away, but you can call the shop too in Bismarck, 258-5011, and say, what's been a bigger boost for your business? Did you find a secret weapon that took your diesel repair shop to a whole different level? And I'd be surprised if he didn't say, the day I called Scott Hinnan saying the advertising I'm doing on Town Square Media is darn near worthless. You know, website and it just hasn't done it, but I bet you guys can help me. And I said, we'll do our best. Hooked him up with Cindy, a K-Fire representative. She did some local ads. We did some statewide ads. And you ask him if his business is better today. If people are asking him to come 100 miles because they trust him now. He advertises on this program. Trust me. That's what he's going to say. And now here, in this case, if somebody called me that was, I don't know, selling snake oil, I'd say, yeah, I don't think snake oil is for our, you know, we don't do snake oil. We do our due diligence. We find out about them. So nobody advertises here that you can't trust. And if you need diesel fix, why not go to a guy that's been doing it all his life? I think he started his first diesel repair job in diapers. I don't know who I got that from, maybe his mom, but that actually happened. DakDiesel.com, DakDiesel.com, or 701-258-5011. Just try him. Just try him. If it doesn't work out, you can say, oh, I tried, but you're going to get what you want. Andrew Jamestown has an opinion on who the enemy is. Who is that, Andrew? Help me.
Scott, 4 years ago, you and I had a conversation on this radio station about Donald Trump. And I got to tell you today, patriot is a buzzword. I feel like patriot is a word that we use to hide behind to justify an end to a means. And I got to tell you, man, Donald Trump, my president that I supported, even though he's a Republican, has let me down. And I got to tell you also by saying that it's not no, if there is no pleasure in me going, I told you so, or anybody, I told you so. What I would say is that right now I'm going to take the low road and go, you know what? We can look for the enemy. The enemy is no farther than the mirror, if you ask me. When you get people doing what they did in Washington, you get people doing what they're doing in the mainstream media, it has a tendency to cause a lot of, I think you already mentioned it, misinformation.
Okay, so help me first understand, just give me a little more on the call. Did you say, I don't like Donald Trump, I want to vote for Hillary Clinton, or do you say, I wish it was a different Republican? Give me a sense of your mindset 4 years ago. Help me remember that.
4 years ago, we were having a discussion about the candidates and their viability. And you made a very valid point about what Donald Trump was, given your background and my beliefs. Our spirited conversation revolved around, I thought Donald Trump was a loser. But I am an American, and I support anything that I believe in the system.
I think you answered me.
I believe in the United system.
Yeah, so you wanted a different Republican, essentially, Andrew, right? You said he wasn't the best candidate to go win. Is that the argument we were having?
I think the argument was he wasn't a viable Republican candidate, and you disagreed with.
Okay, but I'm just trying to get at, you're a conservative, you're a Republican, you just didn't think he was the best standard bearer of our brand.
Nope, I'm a Democrat, but I believe in the system, and he was probably, at the time, and in that mindset, the best option.
All right, so you'd call yourself more of a Hillary Clinton-leaning kind of person if you had to pick one of the two in 2016.
I vote for the best candidate.
Okay.
So I lean more to liberal Democrat.
Got it. That's fair. It helps me understand where you're coming from. So, reason I picked Trump, and by the way, I was late to that party too. There's a lot of people ahead of that game, including my wife, where I really started to believe with every, and do you know why I became a Trump guy and took a lot of grief for not being a Trump guy from this audience? Because of them. And because of, you know, people around me I love who said, don't you get it? He's the one guy there that is beholden to no one. And so that's why I said, you know what? We need a disruptor. He's far from perfect. I always call him David in the Bible. You know, the whole Bathsheba thing, woo, you know. But can he go do more than any possible human being can do in 4 years? I would argue, Andrew, he did. From, if you look at just the, okay, legislation passed. Look, he got more black voters than any Republican ever. He got more Hispanic voters than any Republican ever. What does that alone say? He's not a racist. And Joe Biden ran for president because he says he's a racist. He's not. Okay, I've talked to people that work for him that don't know me from Adam. Say, just tell me about Trump. Oh, he knows our kids. He knows he's just the neatest guy. You know, he's you know. Donald Trump is a very, very, dare I say, I mean, street fighter of all street fighters in public. And some people would say, you know, he's kind of a donkey's, but you know, rear end with an H. He is on Twitter sometimes, and he is, you know, in on the stage. The reason he's doing that is he's fighting what he believes is the enemy. Now, what is he fighting for?
15 seconds, Scott. I want to just say something real quick because I don't want you to
cut me off. Of course, go ahead. I'm not going to cut you off. I'll talk to you as long as the day is long here because we're having a good conversation. Go ahead.
Well, and here's the deal. I just want to point out to you that I'm more – what I hear everybody – mainstream media, and I hear your numbers, and I hear the statements, and I get all that. I do. I really do. And your points are valid. Here's where I'm at with this, though. I want to put that all aside. And I want to step outside the box. And this is the lower road that I'm talking about. It's easy to sit here and go, blah, 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 blah. But why do, as Americans, we're talking about unification. That's the word that we should be talking about. And we should step beyond this situation that we're in and go forward from there. I agree with you.
Let me stop you for a second, Andrew. I agree with you. And you can finish before we got 4 minutes here, so we're not rushed for time.
Okay.
I agree with you on unification. So tell me this. Why is Joe Biden on one end talking about we have to heal, it's a new day in America, you know, we're going to heal? I think the right message to be coming from someone that may, in fact, be putting his hand on the Bible in 10 days. But I also say, why is he then supporting impeachment, which is the stupidest thing ever now? All that's going to do is whip up the crazies on the left. You know, and there's no purpose for it. He's doing it because he wants Donald Trump to never be able to run again. That isn't Nancy Pelosi's decision. That isn't Joe Biden's decision. That should be the American people's decision. And if they dislike him from the standpoint he's the wrong guy, terrible, terrible, I would say to you, Andrew, then he has no chance of winning ever again. Impeachment right now, which is being, I'll tell you this, Joe Biden has a tank of gasoline, a big one, and he's right now pouring it on fire by going along with impeachment and everything else. He's saying one thing, but his actions aren't matching. I want to get to unification, too. As Americans, knowing, did the founding fathers agree on everything? No, they fought like dogs. But Joe Biden isn't helping that. Would you agree with me on that point?
I would agree with you on that, and I'll tell you why. Two things. Article 25 and the impeachment are both bad ideas. And the reason being is anybody with any civility of any kind, like we're having right here in this conversation, can see the situation for what it is. So I think those two options are ridiculous in and of itself, not only from a time standpoint, from just from a point of it serves no purpose other than to humiliate Donald Trump. I mean, ultimately, that's what this is about. It's no secret that Nancy hates Donald. They've never got along, blah, blah, blah. That all aside, none of that solves anything, Scott. But I will agree with you that I think that it's a bad idea for anybody to come out and say, yeah, we should do this and we should do that. My solution, what I thought, is what a couple of your constituents said. You know, just, you know, get him kind of some handlers, get him under wraps, get him to doing the presidential baby kissing and shaking for this last 2 weeks to kind of get him distracted and just kind of move it from there. But I don't really think making more drama, mainstream or otherwise, is the solution.
Well, and one fault of Donald Trump is he loves the drama. He honestly does. He loves, like, you know, it's the showman in him. Right. And when then it happens, ratings on TV go up and everything else. And he isn't a president in the sense of, you know, I would say a Gerald Ford who comes in and pardons Richard Nixon. Right. Or, you know, I don't think actually that's the move for I'd do that on day one. If I was Joe Biden and I really wanted this to be done, I'd say pardon him and everybody around him. Let's be done with this. We had a 4-year experiment. I'm speaking from a Democratic perspective and this long nightmare. They won't do it. They would never do it because I do believe there are elements within the Democratic Party and within the Republican Party in the sense that, you know, they're never going to give up, that don't want unification, that don't want it. I don't want unification with people like Jim Comey and James Clapper And whoever approved that FISA court, or, you know, Peter Strzok and his girlfriend, I don't want unification with either because I believe they're crooked. I don't want unification with these Capitol police officers now investigating for being part of what happened at the Capitol. I think, you know, and by the way, I believe also anybody that went in the Capitol, whether they were an innocent Trump supporter or they were part of it, are criminals. They've broken the law. I know some call them rioters. We can debate about what we call them. Let me just say this one last thing, Andrew. The reason I fight as hard as I do for Donald Trump is I know more than I probably should about than the average American. And one of the stories that sticks with me the most is when Kevin Cramer, who had a very good position for North Dakota in the U.S. House of Representatives, was begged, and I mean begged, to run for the U.S. Senate by Donald J. Trump. He said no, not once, not twice, but three times. He said no. And the fourth or fifth time, the president said, why aren't you doing this? And he said, I got a son who's got some alcohol problems. He's going to die soon. This terrible family time. I don't want to put the family through this. Donald Trump said, what do they say about me? I know what you're saying, but they say that about me. America is worth it. America is worth it. Think about that. He's a patriot. I'll take to my grave. Donald Trump is a patriot with a little flair. All right, Kev, you up for a little lunch today?
Oh, any day, you bet.
When you choose lunch, do you prefer home cooking or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something.
And you always mention PetroServe USA, but I got to give a shout out to my Glendon peeps in Glendon, Minnesota on my drive.
PetroServe USA, too.
Yeah, it's where I get my roasted chicken.
And it's very, very good roasted chicken.
Yep. Great mashed potatoes, fantastic gravy when they do the whole deal together.
Todd, have you ever been over to the Mandan PetroServe USA?
Haven't been to the Mandan one.
They have They have the super duper chicken Kevin's talking about. I was at the PetroServe by the Capitol yesterday. They have a lot of great food there, but there's not the daily specials and that stuff. But it's good food. What did I have last night? I can't remember. I might have gone chicken there too, just before I left town. But at some of these locations that we tell you about, there's actual daily specials that are a little bit different. Every day's a special because they have great food at PetroServe USA. But today, I think I got to go a little bit north to Harwood, I-29, because, are you ready for it? Meatball dinner.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And Valley City today, they have two items you can choose from, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, oh, man. Now I've got to flip a coin between meatball dinner and what they're doing at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, because I've actually driven over there for this before, and it was so good. I only ate about half of it and had the rest of the next day, but it was so good. Lasagna with garlic toast. Lasagna with garlic toast.
That works today.
Yeah. And beef tips at 12th Avenue, North Fargo on I-29. PetroServe USA. It's home cooking. It's grab-and-go convenience. And I don't know what a sea taco is. What do you think a sea taco is? C as in the letter fish. C. Would it be a fish taco, maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, letter C. Yeah. Okay, chicken taco?
Yeah, letter C. Yeah. That's in Euland today. It might be a typo. But anyway, it's a taco. And if I were you, I'd get over there quick. Also, double stamp Tuesday, so get your lucky 7 Club card stamped twice today. Remember, it's still PetroServe USA, whether it has the Marathon banner or the Senex banner. That's just where they get their gas, and they have two different brands, Senex and Marathon, because they want you to know when you put the pump, fire up the pump, you're getting the best price, okay? All right. Back to the phones. Who's the enemy is my question. I will address one text quickly. The name of your program needs to be changed to What's on Scott's Mind? I hear this once in a while, and I take it as a gentle little bit of feedback to say, you talk more than the callers do. Probably true, because I give you a little, what's on my mind at the beginning of the show. I do that generally to find out what's on your mind. I have told the callers, if they stay online, we'll get to them, because we want to know what's on their mind. But I hear you, and, Todd, he'll get the buzzer out if I'm talking too much. Right, Todd? You'll tell me. Point taken, but if I talked all day, every day, this would be a very boring show. I don't do that. Yeah, very, very boring show. It'd be blah, 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 blah. I don't. The salt of life comes from our callers. Mark in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Go ahead, Mark. Lay it on me.
Yeah, I'd like you to ask Mr. Hovind, Mr. Cramer, or Mr. Armstrong to explain to the American people why people like Lerner, Brennan, Clapper, the whole bunch, nothing's being done to them. And more importantly, they're going after Trump for inciting a riot. But you remember on national TV, Maxine Waters telling people to get in Republicans' faces and tell them they're, you know, not wanted. They're, you know, that's inciting. But she walks away. She didn't have to step down. Why is there this double standard? And it's like the Republican Party can't do anything about it, apparently. We're always out of power, it seems like. Even when we have power, we don't do anything.
Yeah, don't hang up, Mark. You were less than a minute, and it was so good. I wanted to jump in. I think here's how I would answer it. Democrats fight.
Oh, is that it?
Democrats fight like hell. Republicans think if I don't fight quite as hard, maybe I'll have political capital. Maybe they'll be nice to me next time. Maybe they won't steal the next election. And it is a fatal flaw of every Republican in Washington, D.C., representing us right now. Fatal flaw, because you're exactly right. There's more than enough over the last 5 years to expose these people. Why it hasn't been done has two reasons in my mind. The legal process never moves fast, but the Senate is too nice. They're too nice. Ron Johnson's the only one that's gone anywhere near this. Republicans in the Senate have tried, but they're in the minority, so that's not easy. And I believe, Mark,
have they tried to,
that's why
have
we
they
love Donald
do
Trump so much. I'm sorry, what?
Have they tried to do anything? Have they tried to do anything about Maxine Waters doing this? This is terrible.
Play it every day. That's all you got to do. Just show people her own words. Are we the bad guys or is she? But here's what you've described. Why we love Donald J. Trump so much. Why he is the best president of my lifetime, bar none. Because the guy knew how to fight. And when people didn't fight quick enough, fast enough, he wasn't afraid to say, Lindsey Graham, get it in gear. You know, even Mike Pence, I love Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence has been super loyal to Donald Trump and probably the reason he got elected. But he couldn't fight like he needed to fight at the end. Now, we were asking him to do something he couldn't do. And I don't think any of this is Mike Pence's fault. I think it goes back to what you're saying. The minute Maxine Waters says that, the minute they kick, Sarah Sanders out of a restaurant, highlight it. We're better than them. So fight till the end. Aberdeen, South Dakota, Ryan, you got the last, until we go to break, it's yours. Go ahead.
I think that the enemy is the party. I don't think there are two major parties in D.C. I think there are people to whom the rule applies who are not in the party, and people to whom the rules do not apply who are in the party. And I think that is really why Donald Trump is so loved, is because in order to get elected, he gave the party a big fat screw you after climbing the social register.
Yeah, the parties, I think I hear what you're saying, is a problem. Maybe two-party system. Thanks.